Blog Talk Radio.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
moon,
woo!
Do you know what time it is? Time to love. I'm Lydia, your lighthouse of love, teaching, motivating, and guiding you on your journey to loving yourself. Now, February is the love month, and today we're going to be talking about Valentine's Day and loving yourself. And I have a very special guest, Brenda Berry. Brenda will soon be a doctor of psychology, and she is a host of two radio shows on this network. On Tuesday, she has BYO Brilliance, awesome show, and on Thursday, she has Filmcology, and she combines film with psychology, the feelings that is evoked by film, and it's a very good show. She's also a really great friend. Hi, Brenda. How are you today?
Hi, I'm awesome.
You're awesome, as usual, as usual. That's a good thing. So are
I brought
ready
my
to
love.
always. You always do, and it fills the room or the space or the universe. Okay, are you ready to get started?
I'm ready.
I
because
am too.
It's time to love.
It is time to love. So we're going to be talking about what you think about Valentine's Day. Now, personally, I decided to do this show because I see people feeling bad on Valentine's Day. You know, maybe they don't have a mate. They feel like they're the only one, and they tend to feel bad about themselves and their circumstances. It's been called the Hallmark Holiday. And it's also been called Singleness Awareness Day. I think that's funny, actually. But I'm a bit conflicted over Valentine's Day because I think any day to love more is a good day. I'd love to see it every day of the year, and I do try to show those I love, you know, that I do love them every single day. But I did a survey. And it was on Facebook, and I actually had about 23 respondents, and I have promised to, I'm going to pick a name at the end of this program from the people who responded to the questionnaire. I'll be doing more of that in the future, too. And also, if you call in, and the number to call in is area code 646-727-2914. Now, I don't have a screener, so if I see your number, I will say the area code, and I will ask for your name and where you're calling from. If you don't want to talk on the show, all you have to do is just say, I just want to listen, and then I'll put you on hold. So bear with me about that. It was funny. When I came on to sign in for the radio show, I saw an ad for another show. There's always ads up for different shows, and I always look at them. This one really piqued my interest because it was from the Love Notes Network, and the title of the show was Find a Date by Valentine's Day. And I don't know. It just, it made me laugh a little bit, but I feel like it's, you know, it's desperate and it's pressuring, and I don't like that about Valentine's Day. That's the conflict. I love love, love to give love, love everybody to be given love, but yet that Valentine's Day, that Hallmark holiday, I have a hard time with it, a little bit of a hard time with it. And I don't like to see people sad and lonely. And what I say is to give the love that you're saving for a mate, give that love to themselves. Why wait? Love yourself. That's what my show is about. Why put the pressure on your mate? What do you think, Brenda?
Well, you know, if it's a pressure, it's probably kind of weird. I think love should flow like melted butter or really nice honey or, you know, maple syrup or something, or even easier, like with water.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, definitely. And we did have people respond. You know, we had a lot of people loved the holiday, and that made me very happy. And a lot of them also said that they love the holiday because they try to give love every day, and they definitely show their mates, you know, that they love them every day. And that, of course, you know, I have awesome friends, and mostly my friends were doing the survey. But I really think that most people said yes, they did celebrate Valentine's Day. And then there were about 5 to 8 no's. And some of the no's just said flat out no, but some of the no's said it depends if they're in a relationship. Well, you know, to my way of thinking, you're always in a relationship with yourself. And if you aren't, I'd say really develop that relationship. Whether you're in a relationship or you're not, it's time to develop the relationship that you have with yourself. Know what you want. Tell someone if you think you can get it from someone else. But really and truly, the whole point of this show is to give it to yourself. Give yourself the love. Give yourself what you want. It's the way to go in this life. And I think it makes you a more confident, attractive person when you do love yourself. Now, my second question was, how do you feel about Valentine's Day? And that is right up Brenda's alley. And so I'm going to let her talk about some of the responses or her thoughts on the responses, that type of thing.
Okay, so I'll, I'm going to just talk about some of the responses that were on the survey. There's a few. Some of them were actually what Lydia covered. But like someone said, it makes me feel it is another Hallmark holiday. I didn't know that was considered the Hallmark holiday, so I learned something new today.
Mm-hmm.
Some say it's like any other day, which is, I mean, these are all valid. I mean, any response is valid. Happy, it's just another day. one of them stands out to me. The person said, I always feel like I have to apologize for liking Valentine's Day when really I am sentimental and like having excuses to tell, and I don't think they like having excuses to tell people I care about. Okay, let me just read it. I am sentimental and like having excuses to tell people I care about that I love them, which to me is that's sort of raining on someone's parade. You know, maybe you don't want to go to the parade. Maybe you don't really believe what the parade's about, but there's it's really necessary to completely clamp down on everybody else's feelings. I just say, like, you know what's happening? You can always choose to abstain, right? And I say, don't apologize for how you feel. Even if you don't like Valentine's Day, I'm saying don't apologize for how you feel. If you're feeling straight from your heart, then that's what you're feeling. But what I will say, from a psychological point of view, there's reasons why you're feeling either way that you're feeling. Someone has either done something that has made you feel uncomfortable with love or celebrating it, or you have always gotten great bang bucks off of expressing yourself, loving others, and it makes you joyful. So how you're relating to something, it's all about perspective. Somebody said they don't really feel much. Sometimes they think about it, and they feel a little lonely. And then they remember how happy they are on their own instead of with somebody else. And that really doesn't care about them, right? So, if you're with somebody who really doesn't care about you, that would be,
that'd be a reason to rejoice that you're alone on Valentine's Day. that's a good excuse to be happy.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, following that response, somebody said they were a little melancholy, having realized recently that they were involved in a relationship with somebody, and it was not evolving, and they chose to end things with that person. So,
yeah,
I understand the melancholy, but oh my gosh, can you just imagine what kind of bullet you dodged? Just imagine being with that person for another 5 years, another 10 years. You don't want to wake up like the person who, I worked with a woman who was married for something like 40 years, and she said one day she was serving him some cookies that she had made, and he said, "Why do you always put raisins in the oatmeal cookies? I hate raisins in the oatmeal cookies." She said, "Well, you've been eating them that way for 40 years. He goes, "Yeah, and I hate it." And she said, because I had asked her, about whether she was married. She said she used to be. And she said after that incident, she filed for a divorce that day. And I wouldn't want to be there for 40 years with somebody who didn't want my stinking cookies. Okay? That's my opinion.
You got that right.
Now, let's get down to one that just, it's really big. This person said that, they were annoyed as it is a forced holiday. People should express their feelings without being told to do it on a certain day. And actually, I don't think people are being forced, but I think you're feeling that way. And yeah, I mean, what's that, the Pollyanna attitude? When we're in a bad mood and then somebody's like, "Hey, hi, how are you?" And we want to get a sledgehammer and just, stomp it down on their foot or their fingers.
That would be me.
Instead of just taking some of that joy from them and letting it infuse in your body and spirit, we're thinking I'm unhappy, everyone else should be unhappy, so let's just really let that sit. Does that really sound like the way we want the world to go? Otherwise, we'd be a world full of serial killers and some really mean motor scooters, right? We want to lift up. I mean, we really do at the core, I believe, unless there's some connections that are slightly disturbed. It could happen. But I think even people who are disturbed are seeking something better, and they're seeking a better feeling and a better state. They just have a skewed way of getting there. So that whole commercialization, it's still back to the perspective. You don't have to, you can choose not to accept it from the commercialized point of view. Just because advertisers are throwing things out there doesn't mean you have to take part of it. And if you want to go out and get your sweetie a heart-shaped box or some red roses, or to take care of them in a really nice, personal, intimate way, who says you can't do that any day, 365 days of the year, anytime during that time? So nobody's telling you to do something. You're choosing to accept it. And if you're upset or you're happy, that's because you're choosing to be there. I know it sounds really simple. Please don't get too angry with me. I mean, well, you know, if you have to, you have to. But the reality is we do choose our state. And sometimes we have Valentine's days that are just so out of this world amazing, or somebody else has one and you think, why doesn't that happen to me? Well, maybe it will happen to you if you start demanding it in a way where you even do that for yourself, right?
Yeah. Yeah, either do it for yourself, or another thing I have a problem with is the pressure that we put on our mates. And the pressure I'm talking about is that we think they know what we want, or we want them to know what we want. And I say either tell him or her or give it to yourself. You know, why put that pressure on someone that you love? My husband will sometimes say to me, are we doing Valentine's Day, or what are we doing for Christmas? Because he wants to get a feeling, you know, if I'm going to go all out, if I got something in my mind that I want to give him, you know, he wants it to be reciprocal. And so I tell him what I want. And I guess I have a hard time putting that pressure on someone that you love for them to be all things to you and to know all things about you. It's a whole lot of pressure. And I'd say most people don't come up to that. Some people exceed it. You know, they might know you better than you know yourself, and they can think of something that you'd absolutely love and you'd never even thought that you'd love it. That's always fun. Ben and I like to do surprises for each other, and we have a lot of fun with that. But we listen to each other throughout the year or throughout the years now, and we know we pick up on little cues.
Yeah, and that comes from a good friendship, getting to know somebody. You know, that's love, too. Getting to know someone is loving them. And allowing them to know you is also love. And that's where a lot of people run into trouble. And the people who don't allow others to get to know them are usually the ones that are most angry, resentful, or bothered that other people don't rise to the occasion for them, but they aren't giving that the people in their lives the information they need, or they just expect people to sort of by osmosis understand or read their minds, which happens out there somewhere, but generally it's not a skill the majority of us have. So the more that you are yourself and you allow people to know who you are, the easier it is for them to associate things with you that you might like or how you want to be treated. And just open up your mouth and say, hey, I don't like when people step on my toes. I can't stand bananas. I had a friend used to tell me all the time, peanuts. I don't like peanuts. I can't stand nuts. I just could not get past that. Every time I would go to make cookies, she's like, what do you mean you're putting walnuts in there? It's like, well, yeah, you know, pecans, walnuts. It's like, I don't like peanuts. And it's like, oh, that's right. And it finally dawned on me after a lot of years, and I knew her for many years, what kind of friend are you that you're not listening to that? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you don't want to share your cookies. So, you know, none of us are perfect, including the psychology to be person.
Oh, God.
But
oh,
then
yeah.
I started,
isn't that true? They're
paying attention. And although we aren't seeing each other and in each other's lives at the time, and it's not because of the nuts, should I ever see her again, I won't give her anything with nuts. Because even though I'm not in her life, I still love her. And she's not mine. I still love her. Love doesn't go away, folks. Contrary to popular belief, if it was real love, it is love, it remains. Just like ghosts and stuff like that, it remains. Now, before we move on, just real quickly, I want to touch on two of these responses that how people feel that were a little bit sad to me. Somebody said, happy when in a relationship and jealous when not in one. And another person said, sad and lonely. That's the way they feel. Listen, one person gave a response, which is a good one. I'm going to read it. They feel special, but every day should treat your honey with a special gift. Friends and lovers should never forget every day is the best day of your life.
Don't you love them?
It's a great, great response. And when you're feeling sad and lonely, that tells me that it's time to get out there. I don't care who you are. There is something about you that somebody will just absolutely adore. I know you may not believe me, but trust me, it's there. See movies like Silver Linings Playbook. Go out there and see things like Wrist Cutters, Love Story. There's even things that you think are just horrific. Come on, if there's a movie like WALL-E where, you know, robots can fall in love with each other in just the sweetest way, even though it's fantasy, in real life, there's probably somebody out there who's really interested in a snot collection just like you. Yes, it sounds gross and disgusting to me, but that person is not necessarily a love match for myself. But there's somebody out there, and the only way you're going to get to them is to get out there. So if you feel sad and lonely, whether it's on Valentine's Day or any other day, my first thoughts are always volunteer work. And there's volunteer work everywhere in every kind of form in the world. And you can put your love out there, and you can receive love. You have no idea how many organizations will think so much love or feel it for you for giving them the time that they need in the form of personnel. I went to the Seattle Aquarium when I had time on my hands that I really didn't have, but I was a freak and I loved to volunteer. And I just said, hey, just give me something to do. And I worked in their office. And, you know, I didn't spend a lot of time out with the animals or anything, but I was doing something for somebody, and I felt like I was giving of myself. And they really tried to take care of me because I was always tired. So listen, just go find a place where you've always been interested. Ask them if there's a volunteer program. If not, tell them why they need you.
Yeah.
And if you're in a relationship or not in a relationship, that shouldn't matter because how does our saying go, Lydia?
If you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one
you're with yourself. That's right. You're with yourself.
You're always
and
with yourself.
And why don't you deserve love? Why can't you be your own date? Who knows you better than you?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's Valentine's Day. What is your absolute dream meal? Are you going to make it for yourself? Are you going to go pick it up and then lay out some candles, put on the music, and be the best date you've ever had? Now, I'm not really talking about this sort of masturbation kind of thing, but I'm sure, you know, depending on your body and your capabilities, you probably could engage in that too.
There
no
she
offense
goes again,
to anybody,
folks.
No offense. But love yourself. Love yourself. Play your favorite music. Be like Lydia the Wild Woman and start dancing with yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You deserve it. Get yourself a gift. Send yourself flowers. I've done it. I've gotten myself some candy, love the nuts and chews, and it was like Valentine's Day. As a matter of fact, 1 year I sent my sweetie a Valentine's heart and myself. I thought I deserve a Valentine's heart, and I want to get the one I want. Now, he sent me something, but I got the one I wanted from me.
Exactly. I buy flowers for myself, and my husband will say, oh, those are beautiful flowers. And I'm like, yeah, they're from you. Thank you. But I go out and pick them up because I know what I want. Yes, he has gotten me flowers. But, you know, you don't have to wait around for someone else. You know, you're enough. You're enough to love yourself. You're enough to give yourself the kind of love you want. I've been doing an artist date that I like to do, and I like to take myself out for the day. I haven't done it too often recently. I've been very busy, but I did manage to do an art day. I talked about it on the show for you regular listeners, and I went out down to the art museum in Denver and had a wonderful, wonderful time. Or do something you love, maybe hiking. Hiking. Oh, mm-hmm. man, I love to hike, and I take my two fur balls, and they give me so much love. So, you know, to me, part of Valentine's Day is my doggies and my son and my husband and my friends. You know, I definitely love to show love to people. So that's basically what I want to do on Valentine's Day, is show lots of love to myself and to other people. But I don't put that big pressure on my husband. We're going to have a nice dinner at home. I know what his favorite meal is, and I decided that, yes, I was going to cook it for him and probably make some mango margaritas. And, so we'll have a very nice time. I was talking to Brenda earlier about that ad that I saw about finding a date for Valentine's Day, and we had a good laugh about a couple things, and one was, you know, it's not the best time to go out. In fact, when I was working in a restaurant, I admired the couples who said, they would come in a week before, a week after. They would not come on Valentine's Day because they knew they were going to be rushed and hurried. The food might not be as good. And so, you know, that's, you know, it's just not the best day to go out. Neither is New Year's Eve. I'd rather spend it with friends or family, something intimate. And, you know, and when you're home, you're only, you know, a few steps away from the bedroom if that's where you're going to have a good time.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
my response to that is the people who are really in love and in passion with each other, they're completely oblivious to the fact that they haven't got their wine in time or whatever because they're just so into each other. And the people mm-hmm. that don't really know each other, like Lydia's saying, you know, going on a date with somebody you don't really know, of course you're going to be annoyed. You're going to be thinking about everything else because you're sort of uncomfortable. You don't even know this person very well. And if you have known each other for a while and you're more concerned about whether your dish is on time or whether they've refilled your water glass, then what is that saying about what's going on between you and that other person at the table? You know, I think you probably would benefit for some alone time, talking, playing a game, something to get you guys remembering that what matters is not what's external of your relationship, but what's internal of your relationship. But, you know, that there again, that commercialization and people buying into somebody else's idea of what's best for you. Well, we go out because that's what everybody does. Well, that's really a piss poor reason to do anything.
Oh,
because
definitely.
Everybody else, not you.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had a realization one time. One time, it was the summertime, so it wasn't Valentine's Day, but I was in Aspen and Snowmass, Colorado. They're two towns very close together. I was living in Snowmass, but I was in Aspen, and what I noticed was lots of couples holding hands, stopping for a little kiss, shopping together, laughing together, and I felt very lonely. It was one of the few times in my life I can remember feeling very lonely. And I went for a hike up in the Maroon Bells, and if you've never seen the Maroon Bells, just Google them. The Maroon Bells used to be like the poster for Coors Beer, but it's a beautiful place, absolutely gorgeous. And I went hiking, and I really had an epiphany of sorts. I went hiking, and I stopped by a creek to write some of these feelings down. And the epiphany I had was that just because two people were together didn't mean that they were happy together, first off. And many people can be together and feel very, very lonely. And that I just knew in my heart that this time of being alone was my special time for me, my special time for me to learn about me and to give myself the time. Because let's face it, when you're in a relationship, it takes time, and you don't have that time for yourself. And I give my son and my husband a lot of my time, and now that my son has grown up, I definitely have more time to give myself. And my husband has a very busy job, and I'm actually saying, you know, this is my time and doing what I want to do, which mostly has to do with going in the studio, but also to develop this radio show and my talks that I want to give and my book that I'm developing. But I walked away. I hiked out of the Maroon Bells feeling like $1 million. I felt loved. I felt cherished. And who I felt it from was me and also God. I felt total peace, that I came to peace with this loneliness that I had, realizing that, you know what, there's going to be time for a mate. It'll be time. I'll have a mate. And I do tell people, I tell the young people that are in my life, you know, especially when they're sad or lonely or feeling like, oh, will I ever meet the right one? Yes, you will, but now is the time to work on yourself. It's you should treasure it, because, like I said, you know, soon you'll be in bed and you're going to be wanting to do everything else but read and write and think about yourself. You'll be in bed with someone else and you'll be enjoying them. And that's awesome. But take this time right now to be by yourself and really enjoy it and to learn about what you love. If you love, you know, art, my husband is not a big art enthusiast, although from living with me, he has a great, lot more appreciation. But I don't depend on him to fill that part of me. I have artist friends that do it. I'll go to an art opening, a talk, anything I want to by myself. I don't have to have them. I always invite them. In fact, it's really funny. I have a great friend, young friend who's going to be in the Vagina Monologues in Denver, and I asked him if he wanted to go. I was going to get tickets, and I was actually shocked. He said, he didn't sound really enthusiastic about it, but he said, yeah, I'll go. You know, and so I thought that was really, really good, and I'm sure we'll have a great time. I know it'll be great, and I know my friend is going to be awesome. Lacey, if you're listening ever to this show, I want you to know that I'm so excited to see you in it. You are definitely shining your light on everyone, and I can't wait to see you on stage, definitely. But so I don't, if my husband, I actually decided, because I didn't get an answer from him, I had texted him and asked him, and I didn't get an answer from him, but I had already bought two tickets, because I figured if my husband didn't want to go, I'd ask a girlfriend, and if I couldn't find a friend to go with me, then I would stand outside and give someone a ticket, because the tickets are hard to get. I guess they sell out really quickly, so... You know, anyway, I practice what I preach, people. I am in a relationship. I'm in an awesome relationship, but I still know that one person cannot be everything for you. And I personally think it's very unfair if you think that. And that's what worries me about these people who feel so lonely and sad. And, you know, yes, it was a questionnaire, and maybe that, you know, that jumped out at them, and that was what they were feeling, and that's what they put. And like Brenda said, there's no wrong answer. It's your feelings. It's okay. But I worry when people are so upset about it. I did read a wonderful thing, and it was from Iyanla. Did I say that right, Brenda? Iyanla?
Iyanla. Yeah, you said it correct.
Yes, I did. Woohoo! And I read it today, and it said, why do we expect to get all we need from someone? Love is never codependency or self-worth. It's an experience that fills us with joy, not serve as a replacement for loving ourselves. I'm going to say that again, because these are very wise words from a very wise woman. Love is never codependency or self-worth. It's an experience that fills us with joy, and it doesn't serve as a replacement for loving ourselves, people. It doesn't. So we've got to love ourselves. If you're in a relationship and it's good and maybe you're not loving yourself, I want you to work with your mate on loving yourself. Maybe you're clingy. You know, on Brenda's show Thursday, it was When a Man Loves a Woman. We were doing filmcology about that movie. And that truly was a very codependent relationship. And at one point when she's going through getting clean and sober and going through therapy, she said that something like, oh, it was on her 60 days of being sober, she had to give a talk at AA, and she said that she felt small and something else, small and unworthy, that he made her feel that way. But she said what she realized was that no one can make us feel that way. Huh? No one can.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. We allow ourselves to feel a certain way. Yeah.
Exactly.
And, you know, this isn't easy, folks. It takes experience. Managing our states, managing, you know, how we choose to react or receive what's coming our direction in a way that is actually more beneficial to us. Somebody is throwing something our way or projecting on us that has nothing to do with how we're feeling or anything like that, we don't have to own it. If whatever it is that we're feeling or we're thinking is different than everyone outside of us, that's when you own it. Own who you are and own your own feelings. Yeah, you don't have to hate the whole world just because you're feeling bad that day, but honor the fact that maybe your energy is low. And when somebody comes up and says, what the hell's wrong with you? Why are you being such a bitch? It's like, well, I'm not. I'm just having a low energy day. And I'm honoring that. And honoring yourself is what's really important, because that's loving yourself. We can't be up and bouncy all the time.
Yeah, not even me, folks. I have a plethora of good feelings and good energy, but I've told people lately I have actually been going within. I have declined invites to go out and to party, to, you know, be out in the world, because it's my within time, and I'm honoring that. And a lot of times I think that's what winter is for. Winter is a time for me of reflection, and I think it is a really good time to go within and to figure things out. And I'm not apologizing for it. This is my time. This is me, you know, and I give a lot, and so I need to recharge a lot.
See, I actually would prefer to be out during the winter and the fall. That, you know, I just come alive more then, because it's not, I feel that sometimes the sun can be almost too intrusive in my mind, in my life, and my energy.
Mm-hmm.
It just saps it. So while I do love summer and spring, the fall, most people who know me, they may not even realize it, but when fall comes, I actually start breathing deep and I just relax, like finally some cover of darkness to just relax. When the sun's out, everybody is almost like molecules that are heated up in a Bunsen, you know, like the beaker, and they're just totally bouncing all over the place like crazy because they feel they have to. You know, that I tend to want to calm down when I'm in the face of that kind of energy. And then in the fall when everybody else gets really sluggish, I'm just like, oh, the leaves, the wind, the Halloween.
Well, that's your Valentine's Day is Halloween.
Yes, Lord. My favorite month of the whole year is October, even though I was born in February. Yeah. Hey, you can still get candy on Halloween.
Yeah, you can.
You don't have
to
wait till Valentine's Day to have an excuse for chocolate. You can have an excuse 365 days a year. Just, you know, watch those portions.
You know, that's also one of the things that about Valentine's Day is the following day they mark down the candy. That was one of the answers in the poll, and I like that. I'm like, yeah, I know. I like that markdown candy. On Easter, too.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not one. Now, I know a couple of my male friends actually filled out the poll, and I love them, and they are absolutely amazing men. One man takes his daughter. The week before, he'll take his daughter out to dinner or a dance of some kind, like a daughter-daddy dance. And then on Valentine's Day, he gives his wife chocolates, which she really loves. But I am not a big fan. I mean, I love chocolates. Don't get me wrong. But if my husband bought me chocolates, he knows he would not be in my good favor unless there was, like, some earrings in the chocolate box or something. But, no, I'm not a big fan. You know, I'll go out and buy my own dang chocolates, the ones I absolutely want, the day after.
Hmm.
The way I feel about roses, too. A couple of Valentine's days ago, he bought me a dozen roses. And while I really love them, I know he overspent because they mark them up. So that's that. Yeah.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
I was going to say the non-traditional stuff is something that maybe people, if you're having a problem with the commercialization of things, you know, maybe do something completely opposite, you know, instead of the chocolates and the roses, as Lydia's talking about, come up with some other, you know, option. For instance, my sweetie, I'm going to just share this very private information for my sweetie. We joke a lot, and we're a mess. There's just no getting around it. But so he called me the other day, and he said, I know how you feel about gifts, but he said, I got you something anyway. And it's like, oh, yeah? And he goes, yeah, honey. And he said, I got one for me, and I've got one for you. So here's what he told me he got me for my Valentine's Day, a potato bag. It's a potato bag that you put in the microwave and you put your potatoes in and it cooks your potatoes in like 4 minutes. And he was so excited. He's like a little boy when he, Mr. Gadgetaholic. He's so excited. This was my big Valentine's gift. And, not, you know, we don't care about all that, whatever. I just care about, you know, harassing him and teasing him and, you know, trying to exasperate him because that gives me joy. And he's just excited about this potato bag. As a matter of fact, the other day he called and I was asleep and he She said, "Honey, I already got my potato bag." He said, "Maybe yours is in your, you know, maybe you could go out in your mailbox and get it." Because we live in different states. And I'm like thinking to myself, I'm not going out there in that icy madness to the mailbox. It'll be sitting out there until it starts raining again. And but I didn't tell him that because he'd probably be hurt. Now,
right.
What I got him, I cracked open the credit card and I got him an edible fruit arrangement because he's just had some surgery and he needs to, you know, have some healthy stuff. And I just thought, well, I never send him anything. Rarely do I do that because we just don't worry about all that. And I'm a graduate student, so the money goes straight to the almighty university suck up, like vacuum cleaner for all funds. So anyway, I cracked that open and sent him that. And he's going to probably be bothered like Lydia about the money. But actually, it was a good deal, so it really wasn't a lot of money. And but he's going to get that at work, and he's going to feel really special. But
That's the thing, Brenda. You know, you don't have to buy things. You know, you guys have a long distance relationship, but you really don't have to buy things to feel special. In fact, you know, if my husband did something on the honey-do list, which I don't have because he doesn't do it, but if I had something on the honey-do list and he did it, that would show me he cared. And that's the thing. It's like showing you care. And in fact, one of my questions on the Valentine's questionnaire was, what would be your perfect Valentine's Day? And one of the answers was, he was funny, he said a few things, but one of the ones I'll say on the radio was, he likes to dote on the wife. And I love that. I mean, what a lucky woman she is to be doted on. I think that is absolutely a perfect thing. And it doesn't cost to dote on someone, you know, to say, hey, honey, I've ran a nice bubble bath for you. That costs nothing. It's, you know, hopefully your wife has some bubble bath. If not, that's pretty cheap, too. Go buy some bubble bath. Run the bath for her while you cook her meal. And it doesn't even have to be extravagant. It can be, I take some nice eggs over easy with some toast. That would be absolutely the best.
Hey, I'll take that today. Anybody got that handy? Because, you know, it don't have to be Valentine's Day for me to take some nice eggs over easy. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
the door's open.
I just had some, actually. I just had some. But, you know, that's it. The little things. The little things mean so much. And I remember when my mom was alive, she wanted a phone call. That didn't cost me anything. I get free long distance. So, you know, it's to me, those little thoughts. In fact, sometimes if someone puts thoughts in, if they wrote me a letter, oh, my God, I am an email girl. You know, I have definitely come over to that side of life, and I'm not a Luddite anymore. I definitely email. But if someone sent me a letter, it doesn't even have to be a card. Just send me a letter, and it doesn't even have to be a long letter. Tell me you love me in a letter. How
Lennis,
absolutely wonderful that
Lennis
is.
Lennis said, the time and thought mean more than the dollar amount.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm in complete agreement on that. There's nothing
too.
Like finding out that somebody is thinking about you when you don't actually, you know, force it. Or you didn't make them think about you. It wasn't because you called them 15 times just so that they know that, you know, they should be getting you something. Just
right.
And that's why it's so cool for it not to be on a quote-unquote holiday. Just,
yes.
You know, in
just
the middle
because.
Of, say, the middle of September on, like, the 28th, all of a sudden you get a card or you get a phone call. But when you get a phone call, like, for instance, I got a call once from my sweetie, and he said, yeah, honey, you know, I was down at the Costco and I was looking at the freezers. And I said, yeah, and he said, now I was thinking that the freezer you have is getting kind of old. I was wondering, maybe I was looking at it thinking maybe you should get an upgrade. And it's like, really? I mean, I was just about bowled over. Like, out of the middle of your day, you want to think about whether my freezer is good enough? Now that, who cares about Valentine's Day? V-Day can go jump in the lake. My sweetie thought about me and some stupid freezer, but it's just enough to think about me when nobody's calling him to say, hey, that's somebody who thinks about you. And when you get those kind of, you know, signposts that somebody is thinking about you when you don't realize they are, that'll mean more than any chocolate, roses, money, sometimes even more than the kisses.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, the thoughts, being thoughtful. I think thoughtful is, thoughtful means you're thinking of someone and my husband puts a lot of thoughts in the things that he does. And I'm not a high-maintenance woman, and he's very happy about that. And he truly is thoughtful of me. And, God, I love him so much, and I love him every day, every day of the year. We are getting close on time. I did schedule a little more time in case we run over the 60 minutes, so because I have a bit to do. But I wanted to talk about some of the answers to the question, what would be your perfect Valentine's Day? And I love this answer. It said, a day that everyone was kind to each other. That person is next to my heart because, you know, that's what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. Love and kindness, people. We definitely need more love and kindness. One person answered that they would go on a hike and be active in the morning, go get a massage. I like this person. Then have sex. Then have a fancy dinner, watch TV or a movie, drink wine, have more sex. And then they said, or Disneyland. I think I would have written that if I had filled out this questionnaire. That's a good one. Someone else wrote, feeling loved every day is way more important than love on one day. But being recognized is always nice. I love that. Being recognized is always nice. And so just dinner that I didn't cook and cuddles is what she said. I'm assuming it's a woman. I'm not positive. But I love that, being recognized. You know, that movie... gosh, now I'm going to forget it. That movie that was just a big hit a couple years ago with the kind of aliens, and they were all about life, but all about love. And one of the things is they would say, I see you. I think that being seen, being recognized in some small way is very important. And when I go out, I try to recognize people. I try to see them, and I try to comment that I've seen them. If I see a checker or a cashier in a store that looks a bit overwhelmed or tired, I try to make eye contact with her, and I try to see who she is or he is and let him know that I see that he's working, she's working for me, and I do appreciate it. So to recognize people, and that's not just for the people that are close to you, but for everyone. You know, we're in this human race together, and as we love ourselves, it's going to spill over, and we're going to love other people. I love that Dr. Dyer, he had an amazing epiphany and moment, and you'll have to read his book to read all about it, but after having this amazing experience in his life, that he felt love for everyone. And he went out, and it was his birthday, and he gave money to all kinds of people on the street, mostly homeless people. And he talked to one homeless young man for quite a while, and the man said that for the first time since he was in Hawaii, he said he didn't feel judged. And I love that. I love that story. I love Dr. Dyer anyway. So if you get a chance, read some of his books. There's a lot of wisdom in there. But, okay.
Lennis says that when somebody says, I see you, they are trying to understand.
Yeah.
And she also said, my wish is to get to agape love, the most powerful love of all.
Yes.
Unending, unconditional.
Yeah.
Because all you see is love in everything with agape.
Yep. And that's where Dr. Dyer is, and he said that he was till this day. So I'm sure that it lasts because he had such an amazing experience and a healing in his life. And that's what we all want in agape love, definitely. I agree with that. And
right.
the people in Tibet have, and I think India, they say namaste. And namaste means I see the divinity in you, or I recognize the divinity in you, or I salute the divinity in you. And we all have God within us, and when we see it in each other, then it's just, the world is going to be a better place, people. So, my striving for loving myself is extremely important. And I want to give that to all of you. Now, I want to pick a name while we're on the air. I'll pick a name for, they're going to get a piece of pottery from me, and hopefully
You didn't explain what you did.
Did you explain that you
were going to do that for the survey?
I might not have. Thank you, Brenda. What I did was I had a survey, and I wanted people to fill out the survey, so I told them that if they filled it out and let me know, it's an anonymous survey, but if they just said I filled it out or done or whatever, then I would put their name in a hat, which I have a little hat, and I put all the names that I got in the hat, and I am going to pull out a name. Let's see who it is. Oh, I don't like that name. No, I'm teasing. Oh, it's Tracy. Yeah, Tracy. I don't know if you're listening, but I'll post this on Facebook. Tracy is going to get a piece of pottery from me, and I know she's going to love that, and I'm going to love making it for her. I'm going to make something special. So it's not just something I have lying around. I'm going to make something special, and I'm going to fire it at the end of the month. But
I never win anything.
I was actually afraid to put your name in the pot, girl, because
Are you going to say that this thing is rigged? I filled out the survey, and I didn't get
anything. I figured, hey, listen, calm down, girl. I thought that if I put your name in there, everybody would think it was rigged if you won. But you know where I live. You can come get pottery anytime from me.
Oh,
see, that's how I get people to come visit me. They'll come visit me, they'll get pottery.
That's not conditional love whatsoever.
No, it's not conditional. It's conditional pottery.
Lennis says, congratulations, Tracy, the traitor.
Yes. No, you know what? Tracy lives in upstate New York, and she's been cold, and hopefully this pottery will warm the cockles of her soul, or whatever the cockles mean. I don't know. It'll just make her feel really, really good. So, someone called you out, Brenda. Did you see on the chat line, whoever just affirmed that you never win, stop that. I am open to receive.
Thank you. I'm so glad that somebody's paying attention. I really am.
I am too. Good one. Good one, Empress 11.
Usually that's, Lydia jumps on me, tackles me to the ground, starts to beat my head in, and say, stop saying
yes, yes. I am a winner. I don't know about you, girl, but I'm a winner. Every time I enter something, I'm like, I'm a winner. This is it. I'm winning this, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, y'all, I think we're just about out of time. But, one other thing, since I got the extra time, I am going to talk about this. I tell you, if you're not with someone that you love, then love the one you're with yourself. And I think that we all need to find something we love. Now, February is the love month, and it is also Black History Month. And so I really love to learn, and I am definitely in the learning mode, having not liked school so much, but I love learning, and since it's Black History Month, I did some research. I learned a lot. I really did. I love it. And I read about an African-American woman pilot, Bessie Coleman. She was the first African-American woman pilot. Now, Bessie was from the product of a rape between a sharecropper and also a landowner. And her mama was, she picked cotton, very, very hard life. And she was born in 1892. And she surpassed what a lot of people would think you can't surpass. She moved to Chicago. I think she was born in Indiana. She moved to Chicago. That's my hometown. And she actually was a manicurist for a while, and she would manicure very rich people's hands. And she met a man who told her about, you know, the love of flight and being a pilot, and this interested her. He also encouraged her to become a pilot. She was very smart, and she had tried to go to school for a semester but had to drop out because of money. Anyway, she tried to become a pilot in the States, but at that time they were not letting African-Americans go to pilot school. So this man encouraged her to go to France, where she did learn to become a pilot, and she had that passion for aviation. She was a stunt pilot and very successful. She had setbacks in her life, but I just really enjoyed reading about some of the Black history. And I know that Lennis is going to be having a show and be talking a little bit about Black history throughout the month. And I just encourage everyone to find something they love. If they love learning, then learn something. I challenge you to learn something new, and I challenge all of you to, once again, love yourself. Any last thoughts, Brenda?
Don't let the love go wrong, as my grandmother would say, and start with yourself so you can spread it to everyone else.
Amen.
And Valentine's Day is your day, so you do
it
what
is.
You want to do. You do you.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. And Lennis also wrote that Sunday we're going to be there. She's going to be talking about different types of marriages. So and that's in honor of Black History Month. So I will tune in on that.
And love me do month as well.
And love me do month. You got that right. Love me do. You know I love me. And I'm going to always be true to me. I love me do. Okay, on that note, folks, I'm getting a little loopy here. I better go get something to drink. You guys enjoy your day and love yourself. Bye, Brenda. Thank you so much. Thanks, ladies in the chat room. Love reading your chats. Bye now.
Bye, Empress. Bye, Volcelli. Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.